who doesn't recognize this song and so many others created by a man whose appeal spans generations?
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
Bob Dylan is now the subject of a new art exhibit premiering in Boston by the New York-based artist Leslie Schiff, who manipulates images using Photoshop and color printers to make original art. Her latest piece is titled Lit, a portrait of Bob Dylan by Leslie Schiff. It opens tomorrow in a temporary pop-up museum on the fourth floor of the brand new Van Ness building on Boylston Street behind Fenway Park. Schiff gained access to Dylan's personal archives and then created more than 200 pieces of art. Using photos of Dylan, sometimes superimposing lyrics and images of Dylan-esque objects over the photos, like his sunglasses and his tambourine, Schiff created a portrait of the musician through his career. We met Schiff as she was getting ready to install the pieces for the show and asked what went into designing the works.
Well, there's three prongs to the project. There's Bob, there's the lyrics, and there's the icons, which are the sunglasses, the tambourine, the things we all
things
know.
Things that are identifiable to Dylan.
Exactly. And then I got the concept that each one of those things was an aspect or a facet of the portrait. Took a year doing the research in their archives and then selecting the images for the objects and then what songs. Then every time I had him, let's say at 21, I listened to music that he wrote at that age. When I moved to 25, when I moved to 35, as he got older, I listened to the music that was going on at that time. I didn't want to interfere with Bob's words, and so I wanted the art then to be simple.
Can you pick one to open that?
Sure.
Is that is connected to a piece of music?
Oh, sure. So this is from a song, actually, called Political World. The song, the part of the lyrics that we picked had to do with Wisdom being in jail. So I went into a hardware store, and I said, I need pipe. I want to make something that looks like a jail. So they had plumbing, then I took it back and put the bars on there, and then I took my hands around the bars, and I'm playing the music, and I'm thinking, let me out.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We live in times where men commit crimes, and crime don't have a face.
So the Dylan lyrics, we live in a political world, wisdom is thrown into jail, it rots in a cell, misguided as hell, leaving no one to pick up a trail. Why that set of lyrics for this piece?
Well, that set of lyrics created this piece. I don't do it the other way around, that I want to make a picture of a jail cell, let me find lyrics to fit it. Bob was the leader. This is his picture, and I'm just helping him out. The most fascinating thing happened to me as an artist was that in Bob's yearbook, it said he was in the Latin Club and the History Club, and his music reflects this really vast understanding of world history. And so that's what was happening to me as I was working on it. He's taking me all through my study of art history. He was sort of opening a door to me as an artist.
The piece you just unwrapped is a really tight shot of Dylan's face with his hand under his chin, and it shot sort of through a tambourine.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going for here?
Well, his famous song, Mr. Tambourine Man, and I think, like most of his songs, it's timeless.
And take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
So as you're going through the archive, right, how did you decide that you were having an aha moment? This is a piece. This is something that I need to use.
First I say, is it going to work right with the tools that I use? And then the other thing was, so the important answer to me is that when I was realizing I was going to get to do it, I thought, this guy has probably been more photographed than anybody on the planet. He doesn't need anybody else to take a picture of him. And since I don't take pictures, I make pictures. I said, I'm going to look for the inside portrait. What's going on? Where's that guy that conceived all of that incredible language and put it to music?
And that's exactly what you were going for, right? Because you had said that what you want this exhibit to do is take people inside.
Right.
Bob Dylan.
Right. That's exactly what I want to do. It's like, you step away or you look and you say, wow, you got to see him for the first time, otherwise I fail.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand.
The timing is almost perfect for premiering this exhibit here, as it was 50 years ago that Bob Dylan shocked his fans by going electric at the Newport Folk Festival and later played electric in Boston. Leslie Schiff's exhibit, which took her 10 years to put together, Lit, A Portrait of Bob Dylan by Leslie Schiff, opens tomorrow in the Van Ness Building on Boylston Street behind Fenway Park.